The Secret War Against Hitler by William Casey. Acknowledgements. The publishers wish to acknowledge the assistance of John E. Taylor, Professor Arthur L. Funk, Thomas Troy, Al Graham, Edward Mark, Robert Haslich, Lawrence H. McDonald, Timothy Mulligan, Richard J. Summers, and Betty Murphy in the preparation of this book. Foreword. It is easy, too easy, to blame Bill Casey for anything that went wrong with American intelligence towards the close of the Reagan presidency. In December 1986, while director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Casey had a severe stroke due to a brain tumor. He died in the following May. Since then, as he can neither answer back nor sue for libel, he has become everybody's whipping boy. He was denounced, for instance, on the authority of Bob Woodward as the man who broke the rules in the London Observer on 27 September 1987. Yet he remains a significant figure in current American history, and those who believe him guilty of improper conduct of the nation's secret affairs will be as interested as those who think him innocent in the account that follows of how his views on the role of intelligence were originally formed. He learned in a tough and practical school during a world war. This book shows how he progressed, in little over 2 years, from a posting to run David Bruce's office for him in London, where Bruce then headed the Office of Strategic Services Mission, it was long before he became ambassador, to becoming the chief of secret intelligence for the European Theater of Operations. That is, he moved from being a senior clerk to being, at the age of 31, a force that could help to decide the fate of nations. He explains how, step by step, the OSS found its own feet, first in Northwest Africa, then in Northwest and Central Europe. He shares General Donovan.